Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Strike Zone with St. Paul Saints manager George Samus. Strike Zone is a weekly program that gives you, the fans, the opportunity to ask the St. Paul manager questions about the Saints, baseball or sports in general. In this week's episode, George talks to us about how his team is able to score a lot of runs late. He discusses with us if he'd ever be interested in taking the Minnesota Twins job. And George corrects a guy who really doesn't understand what Chick-fil-A is all about. So let's join Strike Zone.
Let's welcome back manager George Samus. George, do you have team update for us?
Yeah, today we, a couple moves today. We activated Jake Esch from the disabled list, and he will pitch today. And Jordan Smith was claimed off waivers by Sioux Falls, so now Sioux Falls owns him now, and he will be going to play with them. But there was no injury for either guy. Jordan Smith, he was on the Phantom DL before, and it just... all because of the veteran role, and it's just too bad it didn't work out here, but he gets to go there, and he'll be playing there.
Well, before we head into fan questions, let's first of all start with your pitching staff. You were concerned a little bit coming into the season, but they performed really well, especially on the road for you. Has that been your assessment?
I'll tell you what, so far the pitching has been, pitching's done a good job. The starting pitchers have done good, all but maybe a few starts. The starting pitchers have pitched good enough to win games, and the bullpen's done a really good job pretty much every night, and so as of right now, we're pleased with the way the pitching staff is doing.
You've had a lot of close games, four extra inning games out of the last six or seven. What do you attribute that to?
Tell you what, you're right about that. A lot of close ones and extra inning ones, and I don't like those, but you have them, and it's just tough when you have them all in a row because we got into the bullpen a lot with all those extra inning games, and you know what, that just says it's a good league. There's anybody can beat anybody on any given day, and that's what's happened. And you gotta be ready to play every day, and because anybody can beat you anytime.
I think the big story about the Saints so far this season has been how many late runs you guys have scored in games. What does that say to the pitching staff and the team in general about a team that can score a lot of runs late?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's we've done a good job, and like I told you the other day, it's, I still think we can do better. I still don't think we're playing as good as we should. I think we could swing the bat better, and we've just, the one thing that we have done, we've left a lot of guys on base. We've had plenty of scoring chances, and of our six losses, I mean, two of them we got blown out, and that happens, and it is what it is. But the other four losses, they were tough losses where we left a lot of guys on base, and because you should have won those games, but it just maybe one big hit, put you over the top there. But I think we just need to do a better job with hitting with guys on base.
Well, let's head into fan questions. We start with John. He says, you've always talked about how you hate to see guys who have established themselves with one team playing with another, like Favre. What about Medina and Frigatano with the Wingnuts? That must have been weird for them in Wichita.
Yeah, that's, we always talk about that over the years, and it's like, it's not right, but... I guess it worked out for us, I guess, in this case. But I think they just wanted to just try something different, and they were here for a couple of years and did well, and just wanted to try a different thing.
Walt asks, he says, I've seen a lot of guys on the disabled list for the Saints this season. A lot of injuries?
No, there have been guys on the DL, but there have not been any injuries all year. It's been a phantom DL. It's been a phantom DL is what it's been because the rosters are so small, and sometimes you got to juggle the player classifications around. And but it's just been it's just trying to create a roster spot so some guys were phantom DL'd.
Len would like to know how cool that was to see Rafael Palmeiro in uniform.
Yeah, it's too bad he didn't play. I guess he was hurt. I don't know all the details, but yeah, it's too bad he didn't get in there though. It would have been cool to see him swing.
Next up is Sean. He says, with how well independent managers have to evaluate talent of guys at all levels, why aren't there more managers as Major League Baseball scouts? You would think they'd be great at that.
Yeah, and some guys in that I know that were managers have done that. Chris Carminucci's one of them. I know Cass Beecham did it as well, too. So, I don't know. I think the guys like being on the field, like managing, and I always say I'm happy where I am, and I want to be a manager here as long as I can, and so maybe guys just like being on the field more, but I'm sure there's a lot of managers that could be good scouts anywhere.
Troy Trey asked, if you could have made it in another sport, what would that sport have been?
For sure football, but my dad would never let me play when I was a kid. I would have loved to play football, even though the skinny kid that had no chance. But I do remember one time, it was my freshman year in high school, I tried out for basketball and for the JV team, and I got cut. My daughter thinks it's the funniest thing ever that I got cut, by the way. Got cut and never played again. But I don't know, if there's something, playing football would have been something that I would love to do.
Bill would like to know, why have the Twins never considered you as their manager? You have all the credentials and we're part of the organization.
No, that's, they're good with the guy they have there. He's, Paul Molitor's great. And, you know, years ago, back when, even before I got the St. Paul job, I did get a call. And they did offer me a pitching coach job. You know, this was years and years ago, before I even got to St. Paul. So I just told them I was happy doing what I was doing. And, you know, I love managing where I am. But again, half the fun is being able to put the team together.
Mike would like to know, how does a guy go from being a dominant closer one season to the next where he can't even get people out, it seems?
Yeah, that's weird how that works. Sometimes it's, who knows? Sometimes guys lose their fastballs. You know, it's, maybe they're not fully healthy. It's a weird thing when that happens. You just really never know the reason. Sometimes guys pitch with injuries. At the end of my career when I pitched, my shoulder was messed up, but I was afraid I was going to get released, so I just pitched through it like a dummy. And you just never know what it is. It could be a hidden injury.
Jack asks, why do they even have a coach's box at third anymore? I never see Ollie standing in it.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. You know, obviously, first of all, coaching third base is, that's a lot harder than people think it is. People love taking shots at the third base coach, and that's a tough thing to do. But obviously, you know, with a right-handed bat up, you probably need to be back a little bit more. And there's times you got to be up closer because you got to be in position to wave the runners around or hold them up. That's one thing that is one of the most underrated things out there. Coaching third base is a lot harder than people think it is, especially the ones that are sitting in the stands and yelling at the third base coach or watching it on TV yelling at the third base coach.
Ian would like to know, he says, is it tough for your team to play in stadiums where there are practically no fans, like Grand Prairie?
Yeah, it's a nice stadium, too, down there. Yeah, there weren't too many there. It's too bad because it is a nice ballpark. But luckily for us at home, when we get back here in a few days, we get to play in front of the 8,500-plus people, so we're excited to get back there.
What is that like for the team when you go from 8,500 to 25 or 30?
You know what? You can't really control it. You can't really worry about it, so you just got to go out there and play. It doesn't matter how many people are there. But obviously, there's not a player around that would want to play in front of an empty stadium. Everybody likes the big crowds, and, you know, it's too bad that some places there just aren't many people there.
Craig asks, my son has a pretty good arm, but can't hit a lick. But I can't get him to just focus on pitching. Any advice on how to get him to see the light or just ride it out?
Ride it out for sure, because back when I was growing up too, I pitched good, but wasn't a very good hitter, and it would kill me. It killed me that I couldn't hit very well. But you know what? Just keep going at it and go through high school. Just do the best you can, and it's, you just never know what's going to happen, and it'll play itself out. It'll play itself out what position he's going to play, what sport he's going to play. But if he likes hitting, you let him enjoy it. Try to improve. Get as good as you can. But who knows? Someday he may not even be playing baseball. Maybe playing something else. But that story right there is for sure what I went through, because I wanted to hit so bad, but I wasn't a very good hitter.
And we close with Dan, who I think George has to school a little bit here. Says, I don't get all the hoopla about Chick-fil-A. Just don't.
Well, you know, that's probably the worst question of the year. It's like, I don't understand. Maybe you need to go get a number one and just give it a shot here and take your date there, because they won't be disappointed, man. It's like probably the first guy that I've ever heard that doesn't like it. You know, so it's that's a really bad question.
Thanks for joining us, George.
Hey, thank you.
We want to thank manager George Samus for joining us on Strike Zone this week. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the St. Paul Saints manager, please send them to us at askgeorge@minorleaguesportsreport.com. That's askgeorge@minorleaguesportsreport.com. Please have your questions to us by Sunday evening so we can give the skipper a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on Strike Zone.